Some more results on the convergence of fixed point methods. That is, methods which use the iterative scheme, new iterate, to find an assigned function g computed in the previous iterate. All this works for an equation of this form. Last time we saw a sufficient condition for convergence where the main requirement was main request was that the infinity norm of the Jacobian matrix of G, we called it H. The infinity norm of this matrix had to be less than 1 near the solution, technically in some neighbor of the solution that was called S. Now we desire to give a weaker condition for local convergence. The condition, as you will see, does not use the infinity norm, which in this fact can be seen as a restriction, and this is true. I write this condition as in this way. I give you also the number of the theorem so you can find it in the files in the file that you that is present in the web page of the course. As usual, we require that the function G has continuous first order derivatives over the domain omega. Alpha is the fixed point. The conditions, the assumptions. If the spectral radius rho of the Jacobian matrix H computed in the solution in the fixed point alpha is strictly less than 1, then a vector norm exists, not necessarily the infinity norm, as we saw in the previous theorem. Some vector norm exists, such and a scalar and a positive real number sigma, such that denote with S, as usual, neighborhood of the solution, but in this case with respect to this vector node. So we have X real vector, circular, if you will, neighborhood of alpha with radius sigma with respect to this norm. The convergence. Such that we have convergence naturally to alpha. The proof. The proof uses essentially the differentiability. Not only the derivability. The derivability of a function means that first order derivatives exist. Differentiability, as you know, means some more. What do I mean? We have to recall that if, as in this case, G is of class C upper 1 in omega, then G is differentiable. Or totally differentiable in the file you will find totalmente differenziabile. This is the same thing, differentiable or totally differentiable, which means that for any x in omega, this limit exists and it is zero. Limit of this ratio, here we have any norm, I need more room, that's the numerator, the denominator is the difference x prime minus x in norm, any norm. The limit is considered for x prime tending to x. This limit is zero. When the dimension, when we are in the scalar case, derivability and differentiability are the same thing. When we are in r to the power n, to have differentiability, we must have the continuity of each partial derivative. So this is fine. In this case, we require the continuity of the derivatives. So we have this result, and we use the result in the proof in this way. We start by choosing epsilon positive
and less than 1 minus the spectral radius, which is less than 1, so this quantity is positive, halved, divided by 2. This is a positive number obeying to those inequalities. If you remember that a nice characterization of the spectral radius of a matrix exists, which says that the spectral radius of any matrix, square matrix Z, can be seen as the infimum, the greatest lower bound, if you prefer, over the set of all the values of the values normal Z when the norm is an induced norm. So we can write, remembering this fact, we can write that some induced matrix norm, we call it in a generic way, exists such that the norm of H in alpha is less or equal than the spectral radius plus epsilon. Is it clear? Since the spectral radius is the infimum, if I increase the spectral radius by a positive scalar, it is not important that the positive scalar epsilon has been chosen in this way. For any positive epsilon, I can find some matrix norm which is bounded on the left by the spectral radius and on the right by the spectral radius plus this tiny, say, constant epsilon. At this point, I, taking into account this, I can write, let me see, from this limit, a positive sigma exists such that for x prime minus x norm less than or equal to sigma, I have that this quantity is less than what? Epsilon. Since the limit is zero, if I am close enough to x with x prime, this ratio will be less than or equal to epsilon. This is the same thing, I can write this also in this way. The numerator So the difference
minus the matrix by the Jacobian measure by SD is different minus in norm less than epsilon multiplied by the denominator. In order to study the convergence, just remember that I want to prove convergence, I give a look to the difference g in x prime, which will be the new iterate, minus the fixed point, which is equal to g in itself. I add and subtract, better, I subtract and add this term in order to use the previous relations. I add the same term here. Here I put alpha. Okay. Then I consider a vector norm. Which vector norm? The vector norm which induces the matrix norm which I have found using the infimum property. The matrix norm which was introduced before is an inducing norm. So there exists some vector norm which induces that norm. I use it. Here I have a sum of two terms which are vectors. I use the triangular inequality, the norm of this part, this term, g x prime minus h multiplied with this plus the norm. So I have the sum of two norms. But I know for the first norm that if you replace here x with alpha, you can write that this is less than epsilon multiplied by x prime minus alpha. This is due to the differentiability. We have used differentiability. For the second part, we use we split again we split the norm of this vector, increasing the value which I am considering. We substitute it by the product with the product of the norm of H and the norm of the vector for compatibility. This norm is the same. And I bound, I can bound the norm of H with the spectral radius plus epsilon. I put all together, I have norm of difference multiplied by epsilon. The sign, all positive, okay. Another epsilon plus the spectral radius. Is this correct? Yes. Then, if I call this quantity lambda, due to the choice of epsilon, epsilon was at the beginning of the proof chosen in this way. It was, I write this again, this relation again, 1 minus the spectral radius divided by 2. So twice epsilon is less than this. If you substitute, you find that lambda is less than 1. What has been found? We have found that in a neighborhood S contained in the definition domain omega, substituting, this is bounded by 1 minus rho plus rho this is strict, so also this is strict. We have found again a constant lambda strictly less than 1 that in the previous result, in the previous theorem, the theorem we saw last time, was a bound for the infinity norm of the Jacobian matrix. Also in this case, we have found a constant less than 1. What is the use of this constant? This is the same use that we made in the other theorem, because, summarizing, in the neighborhood S, we have that G computed in X prime minus alpha, a particular norm, that norm, is less than less or equal, less than or equal to, lambda times the difference between the arguments that we have here. Last time we used the mean value theorem. We have found a similar result following another way, but the use of this bound is the same that we made in the other theorem. We have a contraction. The new error is bounded by lambda, with lambda less than 1, the previous error. And you have to see x prime as the old iterate and g in x prime as the new iterate. So at this point, we can perform an induction proof exactly in the same way we may for the proof of the other theorem last time. This condition for local convergence, we remark at the beginning that it is weaker. We can realize the usefulness of having a local condition if we consider again the example, the only example we made last time. A nonlinear system of two equations in two unknowns. Last time we sketched a simple graphic separation, was you can find here. It was the equations are written, are just written in the form suitable for fixed point iterations. Minus x1 plus 2. The graphic separation was this. Two solutions, alpha and beta. Let us consider alpha. If we try, here we have two. If we try to use the condition over the infinity norm of h of x in a neighborhood with regard to the infinity norm. We have a problem because if we compute the Jacobian matrix, the Jacobian 2x2 matrix of G, this is the first, it's clear, must be clear, the first is G1 of X, the second is G2 of X. I compute the four first order partial derivatives. The first function, this, I derive with respect to x sub 1, so I have 1 half of x sub 1. Here I derive the same function with respect to x sub 2. I have 1 half x sub 2. The second row, we have here the partial derivatives of G2. The first known, the first position, minus 1. And here is 0, because the second function, G2, does not contain X2. The Jacobian matrix depends on X. This is natural. There is a constant term which does not depend on x. If I, as I said before, I try to use this condition, it is useless, since whatever x is considered, I have the infinity norm of this matrix cannot be less than 1, since here I have a constant term of modulus 1. The infinite norm is the maximum sum of the moduli, the maximum taken over the rows. So I can use the theorem in which is involved the infinity norm. Notwithstanding, convergence may occur because all these theorems give conditions that are only sufficient condition. So let us try to use the local convergence condition that we have just seen. I have to consider for the local condition rho of the spectral radius of the same matrix in the solution must be considered, and I would like that this spectral radius well less than one. Spectral radius, eigenvalues, characteristic polynomial, the matrix is small, so it is easy to write that the characteristic polynomial of H of X lambda squared minus the trace of the matrix, which is 1/2 of x1 by lambda, plus the determinant this is 0, minus 1 by this, so we have here 1/2 of x2. The eigenvalues, the characteristic equation, we could compute exactly the eigenvalues for x equal to alpha, so also the spectral radius, because it is easy to compute directly the solution in this case. If we do not want to use the knowledge of the exact solution, we can anyway observe that near alpha, the fixed point we are considering, the eigenvalues are not real. The eigenvalues are not real. Why? This is just a question of easy algebra. We consider the discriminant, the delta, the characteristic equation, so we find the square of this term minus 4 times this by this. The sign of this quantity. Well, this is positive. Or zero when this is two when we get x2 from
the inequality where x2, this is a minus sign, is less than or equal to, let us multiply all by 4, one over eight. When we consider here the equality, we have the equation of a parabola passing through the origin of the plane, some other point in for x1, this is 1, this is 2. For x1 equal to 2, you have here 4. So for x1 equal to 4, you have 16 over 8. So the parabola is this. We see, so in this way, that the discriminant is non-negative when x2 is less than the value of the parabola. This means that here in alpha, the discriminant delta is negative. This means that eigenvalues are not real. This is a simplifying tool, because we can write that in this case, the spectral radius for this point near the solution alpha, we have that the spectral radius is simply equal to the square root of the determinant. When we have non-real eigenvalues, they are complex conjugate. Their moduli are equal, and are equal to the square root of the known term, the constant term of the polynomial, the characteristic polynomial, which is the determinant. So we can write this for any x near the solution. And this quantity, x2, here, is less than 2, is equal to over this line. So this value for x near alpha, so also in alpha, is strictly less than 1. This is what we wanted. The spectral radius in the solution is strictly less than 1. So if we pick the starting point x sub 0 near, sufficiently near, sufficiently close to alpha, we will have convergence. This is a local convergence tool, so we don't know exactly how close we have to choose. We have to choose the starting point for x super zero sufficiently close to alpha. Convergence will occur. Now, let us consider the most important, the most known, as it is called, case, fixed point method, which is the Newton-Raphson. Before stopping for the break, let me give you the definition. I wrote the definition also last time, but we need it again. The formal derivation of the method is simple. We start from the nonlinear system given in the usual way, then we change the sign, add the vector x on both sides, then multiply we multiply both sides by the inverse of the Jacobian matrix of X, the right hand side does not change, and at the end, we add x. So in this way, we find a function that we call g of x such the new linear system x equal to g in x is equivalent as the same solutions of the given nonlinear system. The natural assumption that we are making is that the Jacobian matrix J, Jacobian of F. Yeah, we have the partial derivatives of F, not of G, is non-singular. So all this is clear. The important question is the convergence. It is easy to, as in the scalar case, to prove local convergence result just by using the theorem before. We will find local convergence in this case for the Newton-Raphson method is a consequence of these two facts. One, we will find that the Jacobian matrix H of G computed in the solution alpha is the null matrix, zero matrix. To this point, we have that its spectral radius is zero, is the spectral radius of the null matrix. So by the theorem 3.39, local convergence occurs. Nel caso di Newton-Raphson, la matrice jacobiana di G, H è la matrice jacobiana di G, it is the null matrix, the zero matrix, so all is clear, all is fine, if we, also in this case, we start with the Newton-Raphson iterations sufficiently close to alpha, we have convergence. There is another feature very important. The convergence is faster than the usual case in the sense that it is a quadratic.
A quadratic kind of conversion. In the second part of the lesson, we will prove this. And the quadratic rate of reduction of the error at each step, which means quadratic convergence. Questions? Let us stop for a while, as usual.